FOMO. Yes, it's festive FOMO in particular, the fear of missing out, and it's set to affect 10 million people over the social season, as indeed Brits plan to attend up to 170 million events and get-togethers per week in December alone, to actually hopefully put some sense and sensibility into all this whole range of things. We're delighted to welcome a journalist extraordinaire and top soul that is Gillian Orr. Gillian, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Well, I don't know, fatigued already just looking at these numbers. It's unbelievable that we've actually got here. I mean, how do you cope up with this whole system here? I mean, those kind of numbers, and certainly when you're in the business of show and you're attending late night parties and you need to maintain your stance as a well-respected journalist, the legend that is Gillian Orr, how do you cope with it, Gillian?
Well, I mean, I guess it is a bit about moderation. I mean, I love to go out in the evenings. I love to meet people, you know, attend events and things like that. I mean, a certain amount of it you do have to do for work, but then I also enjoy to do it for myself as well. So you've got to, you have to pick your battles.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sensing actually not just a battle, but a whole plan of campaign needs to actually go out in terms of coping with this. I mean, is it just the lead up to the new year, or is FOMO something that can actually sort of manifest at any particular time of the year?
Well, it can be a bit year round, but I mean, it does get exacerbated at Christmas time. I mean, this research we've got with Day and Night Nurse, it's Brits crammed 44% more social occasions into December. That's a big increase than the rest of the year round. So, you know, people do get affected by this.
In the studio, we've also got Katie Grimason. Katie's a final year student at the University of Lincoln, where she's reading American Studies. Katie, do you suffer from FOMO?
I don't think so.
All right, well, you see that. So what's your secret there? No, none whatsoever. I mean, any questions for Gillian you want to put about this whole setup? Because obviously she's in the heart of the cutting edge. I feel, Gillian, in many ways you are on the front line. You know, you're battling through bravely for the benefit of the readership, opening up a whole range of things here. I don't know. Questions for yourself?
Yeah, hi, Gillian.
Hello.
Do you have to be selective of what events you actually go to?
Well, I mean, a little bit. It depends what's on. I mean, some nights there are up to 8 events on, and I couldn't possibly get around to all of them. So you do have to think, where were you going to most have the most fun? Where would you find the best story? All those sorts of things. So,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, you can go somewhere, and then if it's no good, you can always leave. No one's forcing you to stay.
That's very true. I mean, that's one good thing, and bear that in mind, I think. Any listeners who's concerned about that, you can always leave. One of our regular contributors, of course, is the Guide to Party Planning and Etiquette. That would be Liz Brewer. And she's regularly sort of got me involved with things from Galapagos Island Conservation Party funds to all sorts of other areas. Is it a case of you look at the etiquette of parties as well in terms of deciding, do you stick with that, and in terms of the selection process, you know, is it important to, right from the off, you get the RSVP and everything else comes through, you know, up to proper standards?
Well, yeah, it's polite to RSVP, and then I think it's also if you put on parties and people come to yours, you have to go back to theirs. Like, that's the rule, really.
And as we've already said, you are one of the ace writers that the world could ever wish to actually shake a quill pen or indeed cursor at. Do you find yourself making notes whilst at parties? Do you find yourself getting a couple of shorthand T-line approaches together? Or do you sort of put it all down, commit it to memory, and then sort of just put it on the screen as soon as you can?
I like notes in my iPhone. That's always good. So, yeah. I mean, it's not quite the sort of pad and pen, because that's a bit obvious, but it just looks like you're texting, but actually you're making some notes about something.
Oh, subtly done. You see, this is key to success in every sort of way. Clearly, in terms of the event itself, does it build to a climax around about New Year's Eve, or is it a case of, no, from December the 1st onwards, pretty much it's full on?
I think it's just full on till the 1st of January, and then you can rest up. But, yeah, I think it goes through between Christmas and New Year as well. Mm.
I can't believe that you ever need to ever up your beauty regime, Gillian, but it's a matter of course. But amazingly, in terms of this survey, 30% of us start upping our beauty regime in this run-up to December. So that's important as well, presumably getting the nails, the hair, the teeth, all of those things sorted out as well.
Yeah, and people even hitting the gym more often to get ready for this sort of onslaught of festivities. So it's quite crazy. People trying to, I mean, just before December, people are sleeping more, hitting the gym, going on diets, and yeah, getting all their beauty things ready so they're
Important
at
to note,
their best.
Exactly. Important to note, it's hitting the gym as opposed to hitting the gin. Easily confused.
Yeah, easily
but,
confused.
But, you know, one is not going to help in every sense of the word. On a slightly serious note, Gillian, we heard earlier in the year that one of the things about Facebook is it can cause major depression with people who are actually on it, see all their friends having so much fun times, etc., and they are missing out. Have you got any advice that you would actually give to people who actually say, look, at the end of the day, remember, we've won the lottery of life simply through being alive. Don't fret overly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with parties. You can have this FOMO. You can feel like, oh, I wasn't there. But 6 months down the line, no one's going to remember about this party or that. And it's not important. It's just good fun. And no one should feel too left out of anything ever.
I don't know, Gillian. I mean, I'm sure I've heard various folk when I've been sort of in the London Zone saying, do you remember the last Gillian Hall party? It was a classic, you know. And no GO at the party, no party.
That's you'll have to that's come to the next one when you're next in London.
Well, it's classic. Gillian, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self today. Have you got any final festive thoughts or festive messages for the listener both in Britain and globally via podcasts on the show today?
Oh, wow. Just have a good time and just enjoy December. Like, this only happens once a year, I think. So get out and, but make sure you see your loved ones as well.
Yeah, it's the thing about Christmas, isn't it? December the 25th every year never changes. Amazing. Gillian, two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut with us on the Midweek Drive today?
Yes, it's been lovely. Thank you for having me.
So the next critical question is, Katie, would you like to throw it in there?
Yes. Can we look forward to connecting with you in the near future?
Yes.
Oh. Yes,
certainly. Can we possibly even extend our invites to see you up to see the party that we do in Lincoln, the great city of Lincoln, in the not-too-distant future as well?
You know, I've never been to Lincoln, and I would love to go.
Well, I think we need to put that right. 2014, the year Gillian Orr may come to Lincoln. Hooray! Yes, OK then. Marvellous. Gillian Orr, of course, who is a friend of lots of celebrities that we couldn't actually talk about because she didn't want to talk about the sort of setup. And understandably, because it's people like Harry Styles and Nick Grimshaw and such like. You wouldn't have heard of them, Gabriella.
No, I know who they are.
Oh, my word. I bet.
I think everyone knows who they are. I'd be surprised if
you
don't know.
Do you think so?
Not Nick Grimshaw. I met him, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I met him in first year. He came to University of Lincoln, Engine Shed. I stood round the back of Engine Shed and waited for him.
Not
for
in
half
a scary, stalky manner, presumably.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was at the time. But I found out.
You realise we are in competition against him because his show is actually on that other station at the same time as we're doing Midweek Drive Morning Edition. You know, I think it's fair to say we do because, you know, despite the fact he tries desperately to sort of fulfil the role of being a premier DJ routine, he can't actually offer Ian Lennox in the kitchen playing with his plates, can he?
No.
Journalist, TV producer, novelist and 21st century Newcastle man. It's Ian Lennox.
Of course, I say playing with your plates, Ian. I mean, I'm not sure whether that's what you're actually doing. You might be just be doing the washing up or just be having breakfast. How are you, sir?
I've just had my breakfast. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you see, that's what it's all about, isn't it, Ian? You know, this whole notion of celebrity. You know, we can talk about your Grimshaws and your Grimmies and so on, but at the end of the day, you know, we have Katie Grimmison, who we heard there, just in case you're like, oh, is Katie with us? No, we did. That's a pre-record a couple of days ago, because obviously Gillian Orr was parting on down. Do you suffer from FOMO, Ian? Fear of missing out?
I'm not even sure what FOMO is.
I've just said fear of missing out. I don't know. You put this online.
The fear of missing out,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I never really suffered from that.
Right. Okay.
I never really bothered about what other people are doing. Right now, I was enjoying myself.
Well, you know, strangely enough, that's one of the key things that's actually there. Have we got a treat for you today with Cameron Tilbury's musical selection? Isn't that right, Gabriella? Oh,
mm-hmm.
My word. It's unexpected. It's surprising. It's something
I'm
we
excited.
Think. It is. I mean, you know, for the second time, we've actually got from, of course, MapleStar Music and Media, what's referred to as an urban opera quartet from Cuba. I shall say that again, an urban opera quartet from Cuba called Quarta Prodigia. That's Quarta Prodigia. Are you set and ready to pass the Ian Lennox viewpoint on this little festive number from, of course, MapleStar Music and Media, brought to us, as ever, on the Wednesday we released it then. It's Quarta Prodigia with their own unique interpretation of a little classic. Are you ready for this, Ian?
I certainly am.
Hi, I'm Zara Phillips, and this is the Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Thank you very much. Of course, happy announcements with Sara Phillips in the new year as well. So there we are, Ian. O sole mio, quattro poti a prodigia. Was it, did that get you sashaying around the kitchen of Lennox Towers?
No, it didn't.
Wow.
We didn't sell any ice cream for me either.
Oh, dear. So I take...
No, it's a different treatment of a song. Oh, no. Coming across sort of different cultures, and it never quite arrived at my culture, I don't think. I can imagine people who grew up with that sort of stuff liking it, you know.
Grew up with that sort of stuff?
Well, yeah. I don't know how to describe it, really.
So, Ian, have you ever encountered somebody who you realised after encountering them, they were actually a celebrity that you just didn't know who they were at the time?
No, I haven't. Oh. Well, in my world, when I was working in television, of course, we knew people who were going to meet before we met them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
There were people I bumped into in the corridor, I suppose. When I first started in television, The Tube was on. Do you remember The Tube?
Well, it did have Jules Holland and the late Paulie Yates, yes.
Yeah. And I used to bump into all sorts of pop stars then. I hadn't a clue who any of them were. Mm. That was my experience of that sort of thing. Mm. But I mean, it was a strange thing working television those days because lots of famous people used to come into the studios. I remember once I was walking down the corridors at Tyne Gees, a very long, thin corridor, and another very tall man appeared at the other end, and it was Tony Blair. Mm. And at this time, he wasn't even leader of the opposition. Mm. He wasn't even leader of the Labour Party, as Mr. Smith was. And as I passed him, I had this sudden presentiment that he was going to become the next Prime Minister.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't explain it. It just happened, and he was. It came out to be true.
And that is the strange and mystical world of Ian Lennox. We were just showing this because, Gabriella, you were saying that when you were dragged along as a first year to see this supposed sort of famous individual, you didn't know who he was. You lost his autograph, exactly.
No, not at all.
Still,
it's probably the best way to meet people, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I met quite a few famous people in my
How
time,
do you define
and,
fame,
and
of course?
I found it really disconcerting when people became obsequious to them.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Who'd you meet?
You probably just met as obviously you didn't know who he was. You just talked to him as a person, and he'd be grateful for that.
I would have thought so. Mind you, he did know where Gibraltar was, and quite rightly so too. Very important.
I used to go to Tenerife a lot, and there's a guy who ran a bar there. Told me there's a famous rock star came. He didn't know who he was, and they spent a day together playing pool. And the famous rock star actually asked to come back. Because, and then he came back, and that day, the press arrived. They heard who he was there, and he said to the guy, the bar owner, he said, "You haven't a clue where I am, have you?" And he said, "No." And he said, "If you come out here, call and see me," because he'd enjoy his company so much, because the guy didn't know him. And it was a sort of welcome relief for him just to be treated as a normal person. Fame is a very, very funny thing, I think, and
very fickle. Mind you,
the people who aren't famous, a lot of them are stupidly desirous of being famous to a silly degree. And but the really, really famous people hate it. Yeah, they absolutely hate it. Their lives are just fashioned by it.
Last week, you know, Gabriella joined us for the midweek drive for the Christmas routine. The autograph hounds who were desperately trying to get our autograph at the end.
I'm sure people were running behind me.
I had to run home.
Escape the hordes.
Quite literally.
Hi, this is Becca.
This is Alex.
This is Amy.
From Jai Pony. And you're listening to the midweek drive on Siren FM.
Just in case you've forgotten about Jive Pony, of course, equine gymnastics. So, Ian, any Christmas thoughts or Christmas message that you'd like to share with our listener across the base here?
Christmas thoughts?
Mm. It's a bit like Her Majesty the Queen, but you've got a chance
to... some advice. Try not to get too stressed about it. Right. I think a lot of people... for me, Christmas has no longer any religious feeling to it at all, like it had when I was a child. Mm. And it's just a huge commercial exercise. But people, there's a lot of stress goes on in trying, and especially for for ladies in the house. We have to do all the cooking, all the ordering of the food.
What happens in the Peralta household? Okay, so you share the load? What's the sort of the format?
My mom cooks most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I help sometimes.
Is it a traditional turkey roast? Or
yeah, turkey, yes. And then we have like Spanish ham and all that.
Right.
So a bit of a mixture, mm-hmm. But I won't be able to help this year because I'm coming so late.
Well, no, you're not able to help because you've got your media commitments, such as obviously the thing we're doing today.
And I haven't bought any presents because I can't take them in my suitcase. I'm carrying a camera bag.
Nicely put together.
So I can't take anything. So Christmas shopping's going to have to be 23rd and 24th rush.
Just the very fact that you're there, Gabriella, will be enough, I'm sure.
Why don't you order them online and get them sent to you?
Ian, please.
It takes like 2.5 weeks on average to get to Gibraltar.
And then the Spanish customs. Oh, no. How's it going to get through that? You know.
And yeah, I was just like, oh, I can't be bothered to express deliver.
Exactly. Yeah, so there we have it. Ian, it's been
sorry.
As always, Ian, have you enjoyed the telephonic conversation we've had so far?
Yes, I have.
Are you back with us in 2014?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Happy Christmas, Ian. And
happy Christmas to everybody there.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
This is the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you very much. Our weather today is going to be a high of 6 degrees centigrade, low of 2 degrees centigrade. It's going to be drier than yesterday, Wednesday, of course. There will be sunny intervals, but there will be blustery showers later on in the day. Okay, so the perfect last-minute Christmas gift. Women who are stuck for gifts for that man who has everything have a new shopping destination that can't be found on the high street. This could be of key help to your good self, Gabrielle, of course, with mm-hmm. this particular aspect. It's called I Promise, the Priceless Gift That Money Can Buy. And we're delighted to actually welcome online the creator of this fabulous event. That's Noor Kassam. Noor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. I'm wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on your programme.
It's a genuine delight, and as we say, anything that comes through from Harriet is always wonderful. A little name check for it from that perspective. So, just talk us through what we've actually got here, because we've had a look at the website, which is obviously ipromise.to, let's be honest, www.ipromise.to. What's it all about, then?
Well, I Promise is actually a delightful and easy way, in fact, a beautiful way of personalizing I Promise cards to someone special in your life. So I'll give you a couple of examples. So literally you log on to our site, I Promise 2, as you said, and you can write any promise you want. Examples, I promise to bring you breakfast in bed. I promise to take care of the kids on a Sunday while you have a snooze. Or it can be as elaborate as I promise to give you those flying lessons you always wanted, or promise to take you to Paris for a weekend, or take you on a safari next year. Literally anything you want to promise your friend, partner. And these promises come in packs of 3, 5, or 10 promises. And also there are personalized icons to go with each of the promises. So if it's a promise to take your partner away, there'll be an icon with 2 suitcases. If it's a dinner night out, it'll be a restaurant icon. I mean, literally, there are hundreds of icons to personalize your promises. And like I said, they come in packs of 3, 5, or 10. Once you've written your promises and you've chosen your cute little icon, then they put into either red or blue packs that actually sit in the palm of your hand, and the next day they're delivered either straight back to you or to the person you've written your promises for. It's simple as that.
It sounds like a genius idea. Mm-hmm. Gabriella, thoughts and questions for yourself?
I have one question, actually. What's the most popular, I think, of the promises?
Well, believe it or not, one of the popular promise is I promise not to hog the duvet.
Yeah, I can imagine that one.
But others, you know, we've had some cute promises, some very romantic ones, some very thoughtful ones. We've seen proposals made on I Promise.
Oh, that's nice.
Some really cute ones. I remember when it was Mother's Day, there were some lovely promises from kids to their mothers saying things like, I promise to always stay cute and cuddly for you. I mean, some beautiful promises. But the beauty of it is, like I said, you know your friend or your partner, and you mm-hmm. can write whatever promise you want to put on there. And there are thousands of suggestions that we've also got. I mean, we've written over 1,000 pre-written promises that you can go to. They're all categorized and made very easy to find that perfect promise for your partner.
So how about strangest promises? What's the oddest one you have received?
Well, I don't know if they're strange, but some of them are saying, I promise to always love you. I promise to always be there by your side. But then we've also had some strange ones saying, I promise never to see you again.
Wow, that's awful.
So there's all sorts. But the beauty is that they're made by all sorts of people, primarily by couples. A lot of them are from families and friends. And like I said earlier, when it was Mother's Day and Father's Day, lots from children to their parents, which is beautiful to see. But also what's really touched my heart is some wedding proposals made on iPromises. So it's a really wonderful way. Sometimes we say that it's a way of wrapping the unwrappable. And if it's okay, I'd quite like to tell you how this whole concept came about. I was talking to my business partner, Andrew, who was saying that, you know, he's fed up of giving his wife just ornaments and just clutter up the house. So he created in-house a little kind of a checkbook. It was her birthday, so there was a page for different things, like I promise to give you a bar of your favorite chocolate, I promise to cook dinner on Sunday, I promise to take care of the kids, and ended up with I promise to take you away to Paris for a weekend. So we sat together and came up with mm-hmm. this idea of I promise, and we found that so many other people feel the same way, that giving thought and not things is what at the end of the day really matters. And also there are lots of research that we've looked at, research that show that we remember experiences far more than we remember things. At Stanford University, there's a research that says that giving a partner an IOU has the power to strengthen the relationship, that doing things together as a couple means far more than giving something that people never remember. So we've been thrilled at the response we've been getting, and you know, leading up to Christmas, our sales have gone up by like 1,000% because it's a wonderful time to give an I promise. And even if you've done your Christmas promises, it's a wonderful way of topping up your presents by giving a promise to someone that's dear to you.
So how long have you been running I promise for?
About 6 months now, and actually we've had a lovely write-up in the Times about 3 weeks ago. We were in the Guardian under the gift section. We're with a lot of online shopping companies. We've had lots of write-ups in different magazines, and the more articles and the more features that we get, the more people get to know about us. We're now linked with a charity, Kids Co, and you know, we're giving a donation to each sale that's made. So I think in the 6 months, we've been delighted with the results of it, and more so because people really love it. I think it's such an easy way to give someone close to you, you know, your thoughts and your time, as opposed to just getting something that's just going to clutter up your house for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Particularly interested in terms of the website, in terms of your statement to what you believe. We think happiness is in the doing, not the having. So we've invented a way for people to live in, to live that process, whether it's little thoughts, time together, exciting experiences, naughty things or grand romantic gestures. We believe anything can be wrapped up as a promise.
Exactly. And it's so easy to find us. You can either just Google us and just put in I promise, or the website is ipromise.to, as you said earlier, T-O. And very easy. It's easily organized. And, you know, the beauty is that you can give an I promise for so many occasions. There's anniversaries all the time. There's birthdays. There's special occasions. Obviously, Christmas now. There's Valentine's coming up. Mother's Day, Father's Day, literally for any occasion. And it's very easy, and it's affordable for everyone. I don't know if I said earlier, but it starts at £9.50, delivery is free, and you get your package delivered the next day. A beautiful thing to give, I think.
Well, I promise to always ensure that the listener will have the best quality of radio programmes for Siren 107.3 FM. There we are.
It's been wonderful, the opportunity to tell you about it, I promise. Thank you very much.
It's been sensational. So last two questions for Noah are what, Gabriella?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Sorry, did you say?
A reasonably interesting telephonic link.
Have you enjoyed your debut on the show?
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much.
Good.
Thank you.
So can we look forward to welcoming you again in the near future, in 2014?
I'd love to.
Is that a promise?
It's a promise. I promise to be with you again.
Hey!
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a